Hello, good morning, Jason here. This is a second little update on quantum computing, and it follows the conversation we had about classical computers using the principles of Moore's law, which are now reached their physical limits. You know, they're so tiny, these wafers, and so thin. We're already at the subatomic level now. They are atoms or a few atoms across, and that's a natural bridge into the world of quantum computing. And so I just want to spend a bit of time talking about what's different, really. A classical computer uses a core processing chip, and what you do with that is the things you need worked out, the computational aspect, you have various languages which are compiled into a language or machine code that the processor can understand, and you feed these problems into the chip, literally one instruction at a time. It's a serial process. So the big difference is that with a quantum computer, of course, you feed everything in at once. There is no concept of one thing at a time, and it all happens at once. And the fuss that is centered on quantum computing is this enormous brute force computer or computational capability, many millions times more powerful than classical computers. And that is what all the fuss is about. It's just quite extraordinary. And the promise of this technology, of course, is that it can start solving humanity's hard problems. You know, these are the things that classical computers just can't deal with. It would take them millions of years of processing to come up with the answer. But quantum computers can do it in 100, 200, 300 seconds. And that's what all the fuss is about. Talk soon. Thank you.